Water music.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
This call is from Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, we're sorry to inform you that your application here has been declined because of your background check. Please feel free to give us a call, and we wish you luck on any job that you're seeking.
Charlie Brown don't got much, but he should be having more. When life bring you bullshit, you gotta be a matador. Looking at his pride and joy, he had a girl, he had a boy. But he just can't stay out of trouble, he going to jail, back and forth. Every night before he closed his eyes, he bowed up and cried. Cause he made a promise to his kids that he was gonna protect and provide. Superhero in their eyes, they can trust him with their lives. And he ain't gonna never let them die, that's why he out here trying to rob. Snatching purses, stealing chains, running in these corner stores. Pointing pistols at innocent people, saying get on the floor. You ain't even trying to harm them, you just really want the dough. You can't even afford a tie, I know you tired of being poor. So why you out here robbing people who work hard for what they earn? I'll apologize for you and to whom it may concern. I'll pray that you gain patience and next time you wait your turn. Although karma is a bitch, what goes around may be returned. Not a plot dickens. Charlie Brown is in a rich neighborhood and he jumping over fences, trying to get these riches, but he start feeling different. So he crept in quiet and never ever broke his silence, but he about to break an entrance. Click clack, he's in a house with a flashlight, trying to browse around, looking for the cheese, and he's quiet as a mouse, no doubt. He know that he's been living foul, but he just wants to give his children a Christmas where they can smile. Meanwhile, in the house, on the couch, Mr. Johnson not sleep. He wide up watching Austin Powers. He's an on-call doctor, so he's always up at different hours. Now he's done with Austin Powers, and he's just flipping through the channels. You know how when you change the channel, we get quiet for a second? Well, in that second, Mr. Johnson thought he heard somebody stepping, so he went and grabbed his weapon. He was once a Navy SEAL, so you know that he trained to kill, it ain't no second guessing. Now, Mr. Johnson was a doctor, but he was still from the streets. Right hand on his heat while his kids was upstairs asleep, this shit deep. Charlie Brown was smiling, you can only see his teeth, cause he found a bunch of shit that he could keep that wasn't cheap. But in the meanwhile, here come Mr. Johnson, rolling in like Joe Swanson. No talking, no bumping, just dumping. Charlie Brown took out running, but he was hit, so he was losing blood fast, so he was stumbling. Now we on the ground, in a pool of blood so much, I think he's gonna drown. Surprised he got hit like he was on the mound. He's lightheaded, everything's slowing down, his body's cold, he's dizzy, seems like everything is going round. So we looked at Mr. Johnson and asked Mr. Johnson why. Mr. Johnson said, I got kids who I promised I would protect and provide. Be a superhero in their eyes and they trust me with their lives, and I could never let them die, so I had to put you down.